Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horsman with Good Guys to Great Men again this weekend. Thanks again for tuning in and watching another video. Some people say, why do you only make videos that are 4 to 5 minutes long? I think that's because I break things down to the lowest common denominator. The guys in my community need 4 to 5 minutes to get one keen insight. You guys are sharp, you connect the dots quickly, and you don't need a whole lot of information in order to see something as true, something powerful, something you can act on. So in this video, I want to talk about the true reason your relationship is not healthy. The true reason you're not getting what you want out of your marriage or relationship with a woman. There's something called attachment styles. You could read volumes. You could get a PhD in psychology on attachment theory. The men in my community typically show up as what is called an insecure, anxious, attached kind of man. Even if you're a rock star at work, even if you're a pilot or a soldier or an engineer, or even if you're a doctor, it doesn't matter what you do for a living, where you found your competency. It doesn't matter that you found that you can typically get through a day really well feeling confident and feeling good about yourself in the world of work and money. When it comes to the world of women, sex, and marriage, there's something else going on. Attachment theory goes into that. The men in my community typically are high achievers who have an anxious, insecure style of attachment, which means that they are thinkers, they're talkers, they're communicators, we're verbose, we tend to be very sensitive and caring and romantic, we like physical touch, we like words of affirmation, we like to analyze things, we like to talk about things, we like to go into deep conversations. Sometimes we talk fast with a lot of energy, just like I'm doing right now on the camera for you. And when we get around each other, we love being with each other because we're with other guys who want what we want and they believe what we believe and they think like we think. And guess what? We tend to attract women who are not the same. They are not insecure, anxious people. We tend to attract women who are what's called insecure but avoidant. And I slowed down because when you're an insecure, anxious person with an insecure, avoidant person, guess what happens? You both are trying to get something met and you're both opposing each other. You're pursuing, she's distancing. You're chasing, she's running away. You're trying to make bids for connection and closeness, and she's trying to move away from it. Even though you both essentially want a healthy relationship, you're both going about it the wrong way. Now, some psychologists believe that the natural order of things is for insecure people just to learn how to live with being insecure. They think the natural order of things and the best way to have a good relationship is for both insecure people to realize what's making the other person insecure. And if you can do that in a relationship, they say, then you can start licking each other's unhealed childhood wounds. And if you can do that well enough, you can start to respect and nurture each other enough so you can finally come together in common ground of bonding. I say bullshit, right? This is why I make 4-minute videos. That may be true if you want that kind of relationship. If you want an insecure relationship based on licking wounds and just acknowledging insecurities and trying not to piss each other off, you can do better. The men in my community want better. They want more than that. They want to not to be an insecure, anxious man. So the best way to get what you want and create the kind of relationship you want is not to worry about what she's doing, not to worry about how much she's distancing or how cold she is or how much she's ignoring you or talking to other people on her phone. Because when we're insecure and anxious men, we're trying to fix things all the time. We're talking, we're asking questions, we're investigating, we're going into deep, heavy conversations, and it is all counterproductive. And the reason we're doing it is because we're insecure in our own sense of groundedness. The reason we do it is because we think if we get her acknowledgement, we get her touch, we get her body in bed, and we get her to say she loves us and that she approves of us and validates us as good, sexy, strong men, we think if we get that, everything will be all right. If she would just, if you're starting any sentence with, if she would just, you know you're probably on the scale of the insecure, anxious man. If she would only do that, if she could only give me what I needed. And this is where we start with coaching. This is where we start in our groups. This is all of our men come together. We all look at each other, go, you too? Yeah, me too. I get it. This is why I'm talking to you, because I totally get it too. I was there once myself. And we make things really simple like this. We get down to the brass tacks. We get down to the lowest common denominator. And in this case, the reason you're not getting what you want and you're not having the relationship you want with a woman is because you don't yet have a relationship with yourself that is strong and clear and confident and calm and totally self-reliant. Reliant on yourself to know that you are worthy and that you are valuable and that you all by yourself, all alone, is good. And you deserve to have the kind of life you want. You cannot create that until you get it inside yourself. So what happens when an anxious, insecure man does this work, and he has, let's say, an insecure, avoidant wife? What happens is that when he gets grounded and he finally slows down, and he finally gives her the space she needs, he finally gives her the energy of safety and security, and he isn't chasing, pursuing, she finally stops running. She finally stops and she's ready for a conversation. You start to see things better. You start to empathize more. You become more generous with time and space. And you also start creating other parts of your life which are amazing for you. Hobbies and friendships and missions and purposes that go beyond just being a husband or a boyfriend. And you have to have that in your life. But if you're not self-reliant or if you're insecure, you've been spending 99% of your time getting your needs met through this individual you call wife or girlfriend. So that's what we do. I want you to think about joining this community. If any of this sounds familiar to you, think about joining the men's roundtable. This is a powerful roundtable of men who meet twice a month, and then we have an incredible Facebook group. $69 a month. You can start or stop anytime. I want you to give it a shot to see what it's like to be with a tribe of men who are exactly like you, doing this work and finding out that there's a whole nother way to be. Or if you want to do something more serious, you could take the Divorce Bomb, How to Diffuse the Divorce Bomb course that's available to you. That's a $500 flat fee. It's another Facebook group. You've got a lot of about 9 hours of videos. And in this group, another powerful group of men, we meet once a month and they have a Facebook group and they support each other. And what we see in these groups, in the roundtable and the Divorce Bomb groups, is that men become wise, they become secure, they become smart, they become grounded, they become very clear. So clear, in fact, that they start helping other men who are coming into the group, and you start to find out this is what's been missing in your life. Other men who are becoming secure, healthy, confident men, and no longer playing the game of wound licking with your partner. If you want a good relationship, you need to have a good relationship with yourself, and only from there can you lead the relationship to the healthy one that you want. That's my message for today. That's 7 minutes and 35 seconds. I'm done. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.